Hooday, everybody, we're live. Mon, Jake, you got me over there? Guys, can you hear me? We're live.
Hey, hooday, Bengal fans. He is Mon. I am Jake. That is Eric. We got Justin. Justin going to be joining us shortly. This is the Bengals Pulse, the draft night special. Wow, crazy, crazy first round so far. Hooday to everybody for joining us. Thank you guys so much. The picks are coming fast and furious right now. If you look down at the bottom of our screen, you can see scrolling. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happened so far in the first round, and then we are going to work our way to the 18th pick overall in the first round, the Cincinnati Bengals. Mon, so far, obviously some crazy things happening, some reaches for sure. But the news right now in Bengaldom is Brock Bowers is still sitting there at 12. Now the Broncos are on the clock, or the pick is in. Wow, that is crazy. Are you serious? All right, so the Broncos have just drafted quarterback Bo Nix from Oregon. Unbelievable. Now we are at 13. Again, this is Fast and the Furious, and the Raiders are on the clock. Mon, let's talk a little bit about some of these picks before Justin comes on. Let's talk a little bit about some of these picks so far in the first round. Good picks, surprises. What do you think so far with this first round?
Before I start, I'm wearing my hat. I don't normally wear a hat, but this luck, I need Fuaga. I need an offensive lineman at 18.
Let's point out that the lucky hat. Let's go with the lucky polos first. These are Brock Bowers polos here.
Check it out. They're very nice. Okay, I don't know about that. Okay, the first four picks, as expected. Daniel Jeremiah said that J.C. Latham would go to the Chargers. Ended up picking Alt after all. But Latham went to Brian Callahan and the Titans, I do believe.
Yep.
The Penix pick is a shocker to me. Coming off two ACL injuries in his career, he's an older rookie. They signed Kirk Cousins to a big contract. That was a shocker to me, a shocker to everybody else in the NFL world. But, hey, I'm not a Falcon fan. Good for them. I'm just really getting nervous.
You me and Justin were just talking about this off the air, but if you're Kirk Cousins right now, are you pissed? I mean, I know I would be. You're sitting there, you have weapons available to give Kirk Cousins, a guy you just dumped a whole bunch of money into, and you go out and you get Michael Penix Jr. Again, this is nothing against him, but he's 24 years old. You just signed Kirk Cousins to a longer-term deal than a one-year thing, and I just don't get it. I mean, if I'm an Atlanta Falcon fan, I am pissed right now with that selection. Definitely, to me, the biggest reach. Well, I don't know. The Denver Broncos might have just told the Atlanta Falcons to hold their beer, because going Bo Nix, I mean, that's six quarterbacks in the top 12 picks.
Hobson said it the other night, Jake. Hobson said
he did
it
on our show.
Six
he did
quarterbacks. It's a quarterback league. You got to roll the dice. You got to take a chance. You got to get that franchise quarterback. Cousins is going to play another couple years. Everybody's saying Penix needs a couple years to adapt to the pro game, but he's an older rookie. I think he'll be 27 technically if he starts in 2 years. Yeah. So that's going to be a little bizarre, 27-year-old rookie. But, hey, quarterbacks can play. He could play probably 10 years, 37, 38-year-old guy. I wish him the best. I don't wish any NFL player bad luck, but I thought it was a shocking move. We're coming up, guys. There's going to be a lot of good players available at 18. I'll be the first to admit I'm not a Bowers guy, but if they draft him, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
Well, you're getting a tattoo as well, so you might lose 10. The Penix thing is interesting because they could have traded back and still got him. There was a lot of people saying he'd be available at the end of the first round. I think they might have overreacted because there's a lot of talk about them losing some draft picks due to talking to Kirk Cousins too early. So maybe they know they're not going to have a second or a third rounder next year. And maybe they're like, well, let's grab our guy while we can.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's there though, Eric. I mean, Bo Nix just went 12. I don't know how far maybe the Falcons were thinking about trading back, but I just don't see that as being the case. I don't know. Crazy. Again, it's the NFL draft, and right now the Raiders pick is in, and this is a team, obviously, we talk about reaches. They are known more than anyone for reaching. Going to be very interesting to see what this pick is coming up here by the Raiders. Again, the Bengals board still looking very, very good. Obviously, the Bears going – oh, no. Oh, no. That does not sound good. I don't see it up there yet, but we'll wait and see. It sounds like we're going to be heartbroken here in just a second, Eric. So the Raiders.
To the Raiders?
The Raiders.
They took that guy last year.
Yes, they did. And they just broke a lot of hearts. But so anyway, you know, I think, too, because we haven't got to talk about this on our show yet. Let's talk about this Trey Hendrickson real quick. The Trey Hendrickson situation that just broke. We have not talked about it on the show yet, Mon. Before we get to this Bengals pick, let's talk real quick about Trey Hendrickson and the contract situation, Mon. I want to get your thoughts on Trey Hendrickson asking for a trade. What are your thoughts on that, Mon?
Okay, I'm going to play both sides here. Then I'm going to give you my opinion. Trey Hendrickson has outperformed his contract. He has. He signed a nice deal with the Bengals. He's played really well. He's been the best defensive player on the field, arguably last year, 17 and a half sacks. He's outperformed that contract. There's a lot of players that have comparable stats that are making $6, $7, $8, $10 million more than him. The Bengals did renegotiate his contract last year. They gave him $5, $8 million up front. I just think Bauer is officially a Raider. I hate that the Bengals have this distraction. He's under contract for another 2 years. Hopefully he doesn't come in disgruntled. He's going to be a Bengal. They're not going to let him go. They're not going to trade him. It sucks that there's, you know, this perception the Bengals are cheap. They re-upped him 9 months ago.
Yeah.
They gave him $5, $8 million up front.
And did him a solid, right?
You know, they gave him a little bit more security. He has 2 years, $31 million remaining on his contract. Could he be making more? Yeah, he should have bet on himself. He should have said, no, I don't want to sign that extension 9 months ago, but he went ahead and signed it. I don't know what to say. I mean, that's not the Bengals' fault. I mean, yeah. They 9 months ago, it wasn't 5 years ago. It was nine months ago.
It's such weird timing too, though, is it? Why bring that up now? You can't even negotiate for another 3 months. It doesn't make any sense.
That tweet was a little misleading. I guess you can renegotiate certain aspects, bonuses and all that.
Yeah, I think in years, I think you can renegotiate. But Eric's right, though. I mean, this is a really bad time. Maybe it's a draft thing. You know, you don't know how these agents work, but usually you get this kind of stuff when the draft comes. By the way, I don't know if you heard, Mon, we said a little bit earlier, Brock Bowers to the Raiders. Brock Bowers is now.
Are you breaking something, Jake?
No.
You said you're going to break something.
No, I'm not going to break something. My focus goes to Brian Thomas. I think the Bengals, Brian Thomas is still there, and he's my next guy on my board. So, you know, just got to work your way down the board. I want to say this real quick. About thank you, Olivia. I want to say this real quick about Trey, There we go.
Okay, cool, guys.
There is Justin. He is joining us now. He is right next to us, so we're gonna have to mute as we speak back and forth. But yes, I just want to say about Trey real quick. I agree with Brian. Trey's not going anywhere. He's not going to get traded. Listen, have these players not learned how Mike Brown operates, Mon? I mean, the guy, he doesn't – you sign your contract, and he believes you have to fulfill it. He's not trading Trey Hendrickson. And You know, I know Trey talked a little bit about possibly retiring. There's no way Trey's walking away from that money. I just can't see that happening. But Trey's going to be a Bengal for the next 2 years, unless he decides to retire, which, again, I don't see that happening. This is obviously a little bit different of a situation than what's going on with T. Higgins. But, Justin, let's
get your take.
Let's get your take.
Yeah. You guys are going to have to. All right. So.
It's not going to work.
Just come on over here. All right, let's get this. All right, here we go. We're going to bring Justin over here. He's going to sit right here behind us. But when Justin is making his way over here, he is. All right. Okay, that was a lesson learned. That obviously is not going to work. Justin, talk to us a little bit about your thoughts right now on some of these picks, maybe some reaches, some good picks that you've seen so far here in the first round.
Well, wow, the quarterbacks, I mean, not surprised so much that six have went, that were, you know, we talked about it the other day, six in the first round. Didn't really expect six in the first 12. And definitely, Penix going to Atlanta, that's kind of a head scratcher, which also forced the Broncos' hand to, I think, really kind of reach on Bo Nix. But I definitely like what Chicago did. That's arguably a number one QB1 and wide receiver one of the future. So they're definitely the winners through 13 picks. Raiders get a lot of value there with Bowers at 13. I never really expected us to have a real shot at him unless we were going to move up. So that's not a huge surprise to me. Not looking too bad on the offensive line front, but these next.
What's your take on Trey? Picks. Trey Hendrickson, you have a take on that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't really know what to say. I kind of feel like it's like you said, we've talked about it. A lot of money being thrown at elite pass rushers, and Trey's definitely put himself in that conversation. So
yeah.
He does deserve more money, but I don't know how that works. I don't know how you make that happen.
Yes. On that note, guys, and Justin, anybody surprised that we haven't seen any defensive players taken yet? This is all offense so far.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it is interesting. And that bodes well for the Bengals too, because certainly defensive tackle, very real possibility at 18. So I would say so far, aside from Bowers and Shanu, it's the board is playing in the Cincinnati's favor.
Yeah.
13 picks.
You would think so. Real quick on this, isn't it interesting the Raiders – they go, you know, last year, Bengal Nation, everybody was enamored with Michael Mayer. They take him last year.
Jake wanted Laporta, remember?
Yes, I wanted Laporta. But most everyone else was Mayer. They're not as knowledgeable as me. But
everybody
else still wanted Mayer. But isn't it interesting that the Raiders take Mayer this year and then take Brock Bowers this year, Mayer last year. Again, the Raiders, a thorn in Bengaldom's side, drafting these tight ends that Bengal fans want. And then they end up going to Las Vegas and absolutely disappearing and never being seen again.
And the thing I'll say with that is you can't say that they went tight ends back-to-back years. This is what we've been preaching all along. Powers is – you can't see him as a typical tight end. He is more like a wide receiver. So getting Bowers doesn't supplant Mayer. So you use them together. And they got Davante Adams, who is getting a little older. And, you know, receivers don't always age well. So I don't think it's a bad pick for them. It definitely is frustrating because we wouldn't see them as targeting him, and now he's not there.
No, they, and that's a good point, Eric. Mayer's more of your typical inline tight end, that Y tight end they like to refer to it as, whereas Bowers is more of an H. And he's certainly sort of a Swiss Army knife with his ability to not only be a receiving threat. I mean, Georgia would hand the ball off to him. He would run tight end sweeps, and they just hand him the ball. So, he'll be a multi-purpose weapon for them, and that is a very nice value pick for the Raiders at 13.
Do we want to call the pick before it's announced? Because we've got the pick, sure. If you want.
Yeah, another pick.
Who did the Saints get?
Another offensive tackle off the board.
Who is it, Fuaga?
Fuaga is now a New Orleans Saint. Another offensive tackle off the board, which is very scary because Mims hopefully is not sitting there when the Bengals pick.
You wait and see. We will trade back. I want to say hi to my daughter's friend, Ella. Hi, Ella.
Look, they love you, Mine. Yeah. They love you. Ella and the crew love you. And the Bowers thing, he's obviously a different type of player. And that was probably more of a best player available pick for them. One of the best first round picks that the Raiders have made that I can remember, to be honest with you. Now let's talk, guys, about how this board's starting to shape up here for the Bengals, right? So, again, another offensive tackle goes off the board. We are now at pick 15 and still no defensive player drafted yet. That's got to be a record. I can't imagine. I don't remember, guys, a draft where no defensive player was taken in the first 14 picks. That's insane to even think about that. But Murphy going to be there. The top corner, it could possibly be there for the Bengals. So you could have the top defensive tackle, the top corner, the top edge rusher.
Unbelievable.
And
Brian Thomas Jr. is still going to be there, right? The next receiver up. And, Mon, you and I are talking about this off air. On our show, Jeff Hobson, he did make the comment of if the Bengals go offensive skill, it's going to be a wide receiver. Very interesting. Let me get your guys' take on this real quick.
Who did Justin he mock today in his final mock?
Brian Thomas Jr., right?
Jeff Hobson mocked Brian Thomas Jr.
Let me get your take real quick, you two.
I don't want that.
Real quick, let me get your take. The Philadelphia Eagles go out today and throw crazy money at A.J. Brown, right? $84 million guaranteed, 3 years, $96 million. Do the Bengals look at that contract now and think, okay, this T. Higgins thing could be crazy? We talked about this off air, guys. Is that something that maybe forces the Bengals' hand now and they go out and take Brian Thomas at 18? Thoughts on that? Justin, Mon, what do you guys think?
So for me, if you also look at the Eagles, their number two receiver, Devontae Smith, got, 3 years, $75 million, which to me is a manageable number if you can get T into that ballpark, Agreed. But which is really probably where he should be, but – can he get more? Maybe. And will he get more? And is he going to get more? Possibly. So, yeah, I mean, look, if T is not part of the future plans, yeah, why not just pull the trigger, move on from him, and get something in return and start the process tonight? And then, yes, and Brian Thomas at 18 makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I think they should have made T that offer last offseason. I think he would have signed the contract. And he's on the hook for 22 this year. If they would have offered him 25 last year, I think he probably would have taken it. Of course, I don't know. I'm just speculating. I don't know the intricate details of their contract negotiations. But I think if they offered him 3 years, 75 last year, I think he would have signed. That's just my opinion. He's not going anywhere. The Bengals just won't trade him. Now, do I think they should for draft capital? I see both sides. I really do. Back to the Jeff Hobson thing. Jeff Hobson was totally offensive line, sort of agreeing with me, but his final mock today, he had Brian Thomas being the Bengals pick. And he did say on the show, mm-hmm. he wasn't a Brock Bowers guy. He goes, if they go offensive skill position, like Jake said, it's going to be a wide receiver. We'll see. We're going to see here in about 25 minutes.
Well, let me throw some names out, guys. here is the top remaining guys on the board. And I want each one of you, including you, Eric, to tell me who you are taking if one of these guys is there. Mims, Murphy, Futana, Mitchell, Newton, Latu, or we'll say Thomas. What do you guys think? Ma, why don't you go first?
I'm going to take Truoi Fuatanu. That's going to be my pick if he's there at 18.
Okay.
I'm going Murphy.
Murphy? What about you, Eric?
Well, I'm always team offense. I'm going Thomas. I mean, I know the Bengals, they think they have their starting right tackle. They believe he's going to be healthy all year. Probably not the best belief per Mon, but I think they believe in him. They believe in Volson. And why not go grab your receiver to just light this up? One point on the T. Higgins thing is every new deal that gets done, it just ups his number. You know, it's going to go up and up and up. So I think it's twofold. It's going to be less likely that the deal we offered him whenever we offered it to him is even going to be considered by his team next year. But maybe other teams see these deals that are being signed and they hear what T. Higgins wants. Maybe they throw that 33rd pick at us. And do the Bengals turn that 33rd pick down?
Hey, can you guys see Chewbacca?
You guys don't talk about Justin like that. He's got a beard, but he's not that bad.
So let me ask you guys this.
He's gonna get hit.
I think he's too tall.
Yeah, he's gonna hit.
Come on.
Chewbacca's gonna get decapitated on TV.
Man, this is
fun.
This
stuff.
Has been an interesting show. Real quick, everybody, again, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. We love you guys. Appreciate all of you. Hootay to everybody out there. Throw in the comments who's left on the board that you would like to see the Bengals take. Let me ask you guys this. Who do you not want to see the Bengals take from that list? Mon? Mims? Murphy?
Mims.
What about you, Eric?
Hold on. Right, real quick. The Colts are taking Laiatu Latu.
Wow. So the Colts go edge. The first defensive player off the board.
You can ask me that question again if you want.
Okay. So, Justin, Fuatu Latu off the board. The Colts take
UCLA DN.
Yes. The Colts take the first defensive player in this draft at 15. Justin, what I asked was, out of that list I gave you just now, who do you not want to see the Bengals take?
Mims.
I think that is a common theme here. We do not want to see another developmental guy, right? Yeah. He's played eight games.
He's a much better prospect than Cedric Oboye, but he's just been hurt a lot, and that's it. He's been hurt a lot, hasn't been able to stay on the field. The Bengals need a safe pick. I mean, he could be a 10-year All-Pro. He really could be. I want people to know that, but he could be out of the league in 3 years.
And I agree. I agree with that.
Well, that's not a safe pick, then.
If he could
be out of the league in 10 years, he's – go ahead, Justin.
He was extremely good, but he does not have the amount of snaps that all the other big-time tackles have. So, yeah, that worries me a little bit. But, yes, the upside, the talent, I mean, he's right there with Joe Alt pretty much in terms of
– So, question to everyone. Does anybody see him coming in and winning any one of those offensive line starting jobs this year?
No. Well, no. The only way he plays this year is if you have an injury to either Brown.
Yeah.
Well, and again, I think that's the situation here that we're talking about, right? Is this number one pick? We got a chance. We still have a chance to get a guy that can make an impact right away. Let me ask you this, Justin, because Mon and I were kind of throwing some questions at you. Tell us about this guy, this edge rusher from Missouri, because with the Trey Hendrickson stuff going on now, being thrown around, maybe now the Bengals are forced to do the edge thing, just like with the T. Higgins situation. Justin, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you know about this Quentin Mitchell guy from Missouri, the edge rusher?
You're talking about Darius Robinson.
Oh yeah, Darius Robinson. Yeah. Yes, Darius Robinson.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he is a big time player, and we know that Nick Saban's been singing his praises on the ABC telecast tonight. Yeah, you're talking about a big guy, really kind of I would say in a similar vein to our first round pick last year in terms of the athletic profile, size, that sort of thing. Latu would have been a nice pick as well. I thought he was probably the most talented of the edge rushers, but Robinson is bigger. So, and he played in the SEC. So
yeah, that, those two. Yeah. Quinnen Mitchell, obviously being the corner from,
who is a guy from Toledo.
From Toledo. Yeah.
And I would not be upset with that pick either.
The pregame or before the draft started, ABC had the college football crew on talking about the prospects, and they were really talking up Robinson big time. And he's going to be a first rounder. I'm not saying he's the Bengals pick, but we're going to see, man. There's a lot of good players there. And Fotano's still there, one of those cornerbacks. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Arnold from Alabama.
Well, I know Daniel Jeremiah's mock these next two picks for the two corners, Arnold and Mitchell. So okay. we'll see what happens here. Come up with 16 Seattle and 17 Jacksonville.
Jacksonville could take Thomas. They could take him too.
Yeah,
I could see Jacksonville taking Thomas. They need it.
I don't know. I mean, I guess they could. Obviously, they went out and got Gabe Davis, and you know, they. I think they feel like they have a good receiving core in Jacksonville, but you never know. I mean, it could be best player available. I really don't know what Jacksonville needs, how good their offensive line is, but. All I know is this: if Mims is on the board when we're drafting, I am going to be nervous because he just kind of fits that Bengals thought process of let's go out and get a guy and try to develop him and do all this crazy nonsense. And again, you know, I want to see a guy that makes a impact right away. And it's going to be interesting to see too. Really, like Justin said, if these next two picks. Both have been corner. Now you still have Troy. What's his last name? Fotanu. He's still sitting there. So you know it's kind of interesting to see how this pans out because you don't know really how the Bengals board kind of falls. But would you guys be upset? Let me ask you.
Who is that?
Would you guys be upset with? I think that was. Latu, the one that was just drafted. Okay. Let me ask you guys this. Would you guys be upset if the Bengals went wide receiver here and got Brian Thomas? How would you feel about that, Mon?
I'm sorry, I was gone. Are you, if the Bengals got Brian Thomas?
Yeah.
Is that what you're
saying? If they drafted him right now.
I wouldn't be crazy about it. I don't want a skill position player at 18. I didn't want Bowers. I don't want Thomas. I want a trench player. Yeah, I'm not – deviating from that. I'm really not. If they drafted him, will I lose any sleep? I won't. So the Bengals having great wide receivers. It'll just be a long list of them. And he will be T. Higgins' replacement. Again, I don't know. I'm just got a little anxiety now because it's so close. It is so close.
All right. Yeah. If we take Thomas, that's definitely all. We're going all in because we're not drafting an offensive tackle that won't play this year, isn't expected to play this year. I'd be happy with that. Or, you know, you get a plug and play starter, Myron Murphy or Thomas, or even one of the cornerbacks if they fall to us. If you've got a day one starter and you can solidify a position, you got to be happy with it. I know we want O-line, but. Not a guaranteed starter this year. How is he going to help us win that Super Bowl?
Yeah, and Charles saying Dallas Turner still sitting there as well. So the Bengals have their choice of some still very talented football players. But let me ask you guys this real quick: the Bears, the Chicago Bears, you guys like what they did because they really seem to be following that Bengals platform. Of quarterback and then go out and get you a good receiver. Let me ask you, Mon, real quick. What do you think about that? The Bears, what the Bears have done. My buddy Omesh is a big Bears fan. He is very excited. Justin is now on. So we do not have any echo. A little bit.
Before you make that comment, the Seahawks per Albert Breer are taking Byron Murphy.
Wow.
And with that, a question. Do we want to spoil the Bengals pick or wait till it's announced on TV?
Let's wait till it's announced on TV.
It's going to be – we'll do the best we can. I think it's going to be leaking. We got almost 300 people in here.
Can we all agree we'll wait till the pick on TV? Byron Murphy goes – yeah. Answer me real quick, though, Mon, about the Chicago Bears. Do you like what they're doing? Again, my buddy Omesh is very excited about it. I love their pick at 9. The receiver from Washington. I think that's better than their pick at 1. What do you think about what the Bears are doing? Are they following that Bengals mold?
Yeah, they are. I mean, you have the first pick in the draft and Odunze from Washington.
Yeah.
They had a trio there of great wide receivers. And good move. How can you not be happy for them? They have to be excited. And, of course, they got Keenan Allen and other stars. They had a big offseason in free agency. But Justin, can you hear us? Muted.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we're good. Justin, what do you think about what the Bears have done real quick?
Yeah. They got the they have their QB1 and wide receiver one of the future. I'm a big fan of Odunze. I think he was a huge part of what Washington did this year. I don't think he's quite on Harrison's level, but I mean, it's not by much that he's behind him. I mean, he is a really big physical receiver. I think he's going to be a huge threat for Williams. I'm a little iffy on Williams. I know some people think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. A lot of people are touting him as the best quarterback prospect of the last 10 years, this and that. I don't know that I agree with that, but he is definitely a really talented QB, and that you have to go with that when you have number one pick and you have a need at quarterback. So they kind of put themselves, especially once they traded Fields, they went all in on that direction. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out for him. But overall, to get those to fill those two positions, that's a huge, huge deal. And would have to say that they're at least through 15 picks the early winners of round one, and we'll see where they go from here.
Well, Byron Murphy going to the Seattle Seahawks, obviously another guy off of the Bengals board, you would think. Newton still sitting there though.
I wouldn't be honest. I totally forgot about him. He could be the guy.
Yeah, the Bengals like him.
It could easily be the guy. I would not be stunned at all.
The Bengals like Newton, so we could see it go that way. What do you guys think? What do you guys think the over under is on the Bengals trading back?
I mean, I was just going to ask that.
They could very well. I mean, we're looking at this board now, and there's probably 5 or 6 guys that the Bengals still like on here. Do they trade back? I mean, is that something we could see happen? They have 10 picks already, so I don't know. But what are your guys' thoughts on that? Over under? What do you think?
My final mock, I had them draft trading back 7-8 spots, and they got Graham Barton. I could see that. I think there's 5 or 6 players they like. If somebody makes them a decent offer, maybe to go to 21-22, we'll do it. But again. I think it's going
to have to be a really ridiculous offer.
Honestly, I think Newton's going to be the pick. What was that, Justin?
It'd have to be a really ridiculous offer because you've got right now, you've got a offensive lineman you really like, potentially in Faltanu. Newton is while we've kind of focused on Murphy, Newton is pretty much a 1B at D tackle. You're going to get either Arnold or Mitchell. Maybe both there. So you have a top flight corner option, a top flight defensive tackle option. You'd have a top couple of top flight edge options. You'd have a top flight offensive tackle option, and Brian Thomas. So it would have to be a really, really ridiculous offer to move back to me.
Say Newton is their top guy on their board. Someone offers to move back 3 or 4 picks. You probably still can get Newton. I see it might be hard for them to turn down.
Guys, I'm gonna be honest with you. I just have this feeling that it's Brian Thomas. I do. I think with this whole T. Higgins situation, you know, it's not very often that you are sitting, that you're the Bengals and you're sitting there and there is an elite receiver that could fall into your lap.
So breaking news, Jake. The Vikings are trading up to 17 and are taking Dallas Turner. We are sitting here at 18 with Brian Thomas still on the board. Wow. Johnny Newton still on the board. Mims on the board. The top cornerback.
Wow. The Vikings trade up and they take Dallas Turner to replace the what's his name?
Daniel Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter. Hunter that they lost, so they replace him with the edge. Guys, we are on the board. We are on the clock right now. Wow. The Vikings trade up and go edge rusher. Did they think maybe the Bengals liked Dallas Turner?
A lot of people in our little message room here were saying Dallas Turner.
Wow. Well, all right, here we go.
Person, who do you want? You got your options.
I want to trade back.
I'm not against it. I think it's Brian Thomas, guys. I'm going to tell you right now. I think it's Brian Thomas. Justin, what do you think? Utanu's still there, right?
He is.
I mean, that's crazy that funny how this. Crazy how this draft. You gonna say Newton? Newton, Justin, you say Newton.
I'll say Newton. Mm-hmm. Trade back.
Yep.
You're not gonna say Mims, Mon?
No, I am not.
It's funny, right, guys? Because all we heard about was offensive line. There's going to be no offensive lineman on the board. No offensive lineman on the board. All these offensive linemen are going to go early, and there's still two or three of them sitting there. So the Vikings pick is in. It's interesting. Do you know what they gave away to trade up for that? If you could find out, Eric, that would be awesome.
They traded the Jaguars. They traded with the Jags. The Jags get number 23, number 167, and next year's 3rd and 4th.
Wow.
Next year's offer us that? Come on. How are you going to turn that down?
You and Arumo's pissed.
All right. So here we go. Again, we are now on the clock. Dallas Turner goes to the Vikings. You got Mims. You got Futanu. You got
– what is everybody watching? Are you guys watching NFL Network or ESPN? Put your comments
Go ahead, Eric. No, they're watching the pulse.
That's right. They're watching the pulse. They're waiting for us to break it right now. I mean, you still got these two corners sitting there, which also makes me nervous because we all know the Bengals love corner. I don't know if these corners are, you know, top flight guys. Justin, what are your thoughts on the corners that are, why has not a corner gone? It's very rare that we don't see a corner gone in the first 18 picks. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, not the greatest corner class. It's deep, but it kind of lacks in top flight. Truly elite options at that spot. But I mean, Arnold and Mitchell are both really, really physically gifted. Either one would be a great fit for the Bengals. And I think that has been kind of the overlooked need for this team, especially with Awuzie.
Yeah.
Willie Anderson says it's Mims.
No longer on the roster. Oh. So,
you want me to break the news?
What? No. I want to watch this. I want to watch this. Oh, I am nervous.
Who's going to be happy?
Who's going to be happy?
Who's going to be happy?
The 18th pick will be pretty damn happy. All right.
So I'm guessing that we didn't trade it. Is that correct?
We did not trade the pick. No.
People want us to sell them.
All right. Listen, we got people asking us to break it.
Okay. Eric.
Go ahead.
Well, Willie Anderson broke the news, and Albert Breer confirmed it. We are taking Amarius Mims.
Oh, my God. I knew it. Terrible.
Don't break anything.
Terrible. I mean, absolutely, absolutely terrible. This is just – I mean, this is worst-case scenario for me. I'll let you guys talk. I'm pissed. I think this is this is just ridiculous. This is Cedric Oboye 2.0.
He's better than that.
No, he's not. He's played 8 games, Mon. Again, this is the Bengals doing the same nonsense they do every year. They go out and try to get this guy and develop him. They can't develop him, and he ends up not being on the team in 2 years. This does not do anything for this team this year. Terrible. It's a terrible pick. I don't see any other way to say it. Go ahead, Mon. What do you think?
We said it a few minutes ago. Could be a 10-year All-Pro, or he could be out of the league in 3 years. Talent-wise, it's through the roof. When he does play, he plays very well. The limited tape is good. He's just been in the shop a lot. He's been hurt. He's been nicked up. He doesn't finish games. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be a good pro. That's the key. It's health. It's not talent. Cedric Oboye was talented but had horrible football tape. The football tape we have on Mims is good. It's just not a lot of tape. It is what it is.
This is a terrible pick. I mean, that's what it is. Justin, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite pick, but I think the good news is that if he can be developed, if they can tap into all that talent, he does have Pro Bowl type potential. I mean, he is a potential 10-year starter. So hopefully
Beth is throwing it out.
They sort of rewind picks.
Justin's freezing up a little bit, Justin. So yeah. I will jump in and say one thing. And Lapham brought this up, and I wasn't around. I don't know, Mon, maybe you remember the details of it, but he throws back to Anthony Munoz, injured most of his college career, didn't have a lot of tape. The Bengals took a chance on him. I'd say they took a pretty good chance, don't you?
No, I don't think.
Listen, next year we're going to clip all of this out, Jake's disappointment, and when Mims ends up starting half the year, you're going to be loving it.
Eric, you can clip it out because he ain't playing it down this year. Again, this is absolutely a bonehead. You have all these guys sitting here that can help you right now, and instead we go out and get a guy. I love PFF here. They throw this out here. He in 377 pass blocking snaps, he didn't allow a single quarterback hit or sack. Yeah, but he's only had 377. I mean, this is just bonehead. I don't even know.
He's going to be our starter in 2025. He'll be our swing tackle this year. I want an offensive lineman. I'd rather have Fautanu or one of the other guys. The Bengals the NFL needs offensive linemen. You heard Kirk Herbstreit before the draft started. He said, trust me, offensive linemen are going to go in this draft, a lot of them. The Bengals felt like they needed to get one. I saw what the trade before, the Jaguars, what they got was – rather sweet. Wish the Bengals could have considered something like that. There was a lot of good players there. Arnold, Mitchell, there was Fautanu. There's a bunch of guys. It's a boom or bust pick, guys. The upside is through the roof, but he could be out of the league in 3 or 4 years.
Which will probably be what the case is.
I'm not going to go
there. He'll be working with Cedric Oboye.
He is not. Jake, seriously. I know. He's not Cedric Oboye. I think he's... Yes, I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Jake,
Justin, you're an SEC guy. You're an SEC guy. Tell me about him when you saw him play. Was he dominant?
Yeah. I mean, in the eight game. And he was a highly five-star recruit coming out of high school. So you're talking about a guy who the talent, the gifts have been there. Major recruiting battle coming out of high school. He's a really talented guy. And one thing I will say is I think the bad part about Mims is compared to Faltanu is that Faltanu probably has a little more versatility, probably has more positions he can play on the offensive front, but Mims is like 2 or 3 years younger. And Zim made a good point about that the other night in our mock. So, Faltanu is coming in. He's already 24 years old. You really got to play him right away. Mims, at least, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he might be 22. So that's a big difference.
They had Mons Barton.
He's a lot younger.
They have Mons Barton guy ranked higher than Mims. I mean, this is just – and Newton is sitting there. I mean, you got – I'd rather have a corner than Mims. I mean, this is – just it's terrible. I mean, I just don't see the thought process in this. And I understand the swing tackle and the Bengals want a swing tackle and that sort of thing. But again, go get a swing tackle that's played football. This guy's played 8 games. I mean, there's just not enough film to be picked at 18. There's just not. It was the same thing with Akili Smith. He played 1 year. I mean, it's just, oh my God, this is just typical Bengal nonsense in the first round. I don't know what to say. I knew it. I said it 3 picks before, and Mims being there made me nervous. And this is the absolute worst case scenario. I would rather have Barton. I'd rather have Mons guy than have Mims.
I'm not crazy about the pick. I'm not. I'm just worried about his lack of film. He has some limited film that is good, but he hasn't played a lot. I'm going to root for him. I would love to come back in 3 years when he's a perennial All-Pro and have Jake apologize for his meltdown on draft night.
I'll apologize. So, listen.
By the way, look at the shirts. Look at the shirts.
I want everybody to know something
right now. If the Pittsburgh Steelers draft Graham Barton, I'm checking out for 72 hours.
All right. If they draft Thomas, ooh, Jake's going to be breaking that door behind you.
If they draft Thomas, it's going to be worse than that. I'm telling you right now, I'll lose my mind.
I don't think Justin is happy because everybody in Athens is happy right now.
Listen, I'll be honest, and let me say this too. I feel very confident that there's going to be no receipts taken because as long as Frank Pauk is the offensive line coach, there will not be one rookie that gets developed properly. So I feel very confident that there will be no receipts on me for this.
I think you're going to be wearing a Mims jersey next year. Maybe you'll have a Mims tattoo.
I love our trolls and our comments.
I will not.
They're feeding off our negativity of our first round pick.
Listen, you could be upset. I know we want an offense, but like Mon said, you gotta expect them to be great. They made the pick. He's going to be the next Willie Anderson.
You're showing the Bengal war room right now.
I don't want to see the Bengal war room.
Lou Anarumo's sitting down. He's pissed.
I feel like the Bengals war room was sitting around, and all of a sudden the 18th pick was up, and they were like, who's still on the board? Take the Mims guy. I mean, that's the kind of
thing. Maybe Mims is going to play defensive tackle the first year. You never know.
Right. I mean, he's definitely not going to be playing offensive line.
All right, listen, let's be positive a little bit. Right now. All right, stop. Jake, say something nice about Mims. Okay.
Austin, you want to say something nice about Mims?
Justin, say something nice about Mims.
Both of us called Mims.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
you broke up, but I could hear you from the other room. I know what you said. You're breaking up here because of the Wi-Fi situation.
Hey, that's where my parents live. Hey, listen, Mon said it. Whoever they pick, we're going to support. You could be upset with now, but he's going to be the next Willie Anderson, and Jake's going to owe us a Mims tattoo. You're going to get his face tattooed when he's hoisting Joe Burrow on his shoulders with the Lombardi trophy. Mims will be tattooed somewhere on you.
The only thing Mims will be giving Joe Burrow water during TV timeouts. That's about the only thing Mims is going to be doing with Joe Burrow. This is a terrible pick. I mean, I there's nothing positive about this pick. All we heard is zero. There is zero positivity about this pick. This pick
Justin, what were you saying about Mims? Come on.
The positive, he's bigger. He is almost certainly bigger than the town just to the north of us.
There's a town 8 miles from where we live. It's called Mims, Florida.
We
got Bengals fans there, so talk nice about him.
So
you just compared him to Willie Anderson. That is just Willie right now is probably throwing something to the TV, listening to you say
Jake,
that, Eric.
Jake, seriously,
Willie broke the news and said, "Let's go, we got him."
Okay.
So, I trust Willie.
I get the concerns. I think they're legitimate concerns. They are. He has limited tape. He's been hurt a lot. But Jake, honestly, when he plays, it's phenomenal. You have to admit
that. He played 8 games, Mon.
But okay. But good. Justin, go ahead.
I think the positives you can say about Latham, that he's just an absolute mammoth of an individual and just eats up edge rushers. You could say the same about Mims. I think Mims is more athletic than Latham. Now, the downside is that Latham's got a lot more experience and obviously put a lot more tape out there. So you feel a lot more confident in the Latham pick if you make that one because of his experience and being tested against just a whole bunch of top edge rushers, whereas Mims, you don't have that. But the upside, I think, with Mims is probably greater than any tackle outside of maybe Joe Alt. So
Daniel Jeremiah said, pure talent, size. He's probably the most talented. Yes. Physical traits is Mims. He's huge and he doesn't have any fat on him.
And he ran a 5.
He's like, he's built like me, a Greek god. Yeah. You know, and it's unbelievable.
They said he's
a full specimen, man.
Yeah, they said he's got the same wingspan as Giannis.
Come
on, you just ate 7 pieces of cheese pizza. There is, listen, I don't know.
You had a bag and a half of crazy bread.
That was good crazy bread. Listen.
He said Greek god. He didn't say which Greek.
Listen, gatekeepers, you are right. I guess the one positive is he's not Billy Price.
Oh, Jared Burris just went to the
ring. Florida State. Hey, only round one tonight, Brandon. Only round one. Round 2 and 3 tomorrow. Guys, real quick, I know we're emotional, a little upset. We're trying to spin this the best way. Mims wasn't my first choice. I hope everything works out because I think he has the potential to be the best lineman in this draft. Understand, we're Bengal fans. We it's emotional. You guys have watched this show. You know how it is on Sundays after a win or a loss. It's the same thing.
Why are you pointing to me?
The 350 people in here, I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
We really appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Let's keep on talking. Hey,
and by the way, Aaron Butler, I heard that Baltimore is going to be drafting a long snapper here shortly.
Yeah. Oh, but he's the best long snapper ever. He's an athlete. He can score.
Maybe Mims can play fullback. In other positive news for Mon, Austin just informed me that Embiid dropped 50 and the Sixers pulled it out. So
you know what? They got screwed the other night. That was unbelievable. They should be up 2-1 now, but I'll take it 1-2. Thank you. Thank you. I still got it.
Listen. Listen. Let me ask you guys this, because if I talk about Mims anymore, I've already thrown up twice and done that thing where you – and then swallow it back. So I don't want to talk about Mims anymore because it's just a
future. Sure?
Yeah. So this is what I want to talk about.
It's not that bad, man.
Listen, you want something positive? He's probably better than Cedric Ebwehi. Probably.
He's definitely better.
So okay, all right. That's good. Let's throw some highlights up there.
He just decapitated that edge rusher.
Look at this guy. This is against Savannah State. Look at this.
He broke him in half.
This is one of his 8 games that he's played in college football. So yeah, let's enjoy.
That was against like a 203-pound defensive end.
Yeah,
I'm joking, guys. That was against Alabama.
Guys, I'm tired. What are the chances? What are the chances that the Bengals trade back into the first round?
Very slim.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You want to get emotion out of me? If Graham Barton goes to the Steelers, I swear to you, I'll drop the first F bomb ever on Bengals Pulse.
It's not the first.
Okay.
It's the first that made it to air.
Hey, you remember that one time Hobson was in the back room and we were talking about something we weren't recording, and I just had a barrage talking about sports, and he jumped on. He goes, "Yeah, all right." All right, that was cool.
Well, I want to try to be positive, but I just see this as, again, something. The pick is in. Something that we've talked about before on this show, guys, is the Bengals just don't do a good job of going out and using these first round picks on guys that can make impacts right away. And again, once again, we follow suit, and that there's something to be said for that. Fatanu to the Steelers. So again, you know,
at least it wasn't Thomas.
Hopefully, yeah, exactly. I agree with you. At least it wasn't Thomas, because we do not want to deal with Thomas in the division.
Let's be real quick about
something. Although the Steelers don't have a quarterback, so we don't.
Let's be real about something. Mims isn't a project like that. Mims has a lot more upside. I get it. His problem in college wasn't good play. It was injuries. That was his problem. When he did play, he played well. He's just got to stay healthy. It wasn't bad play when he played. He played very well. Just wasn't
enough. Some of the quotes that I'm reading here from Zach and Dan Pitcher, they think he's the right tackle of the future, but he's going to take snaps at left tackle and right tackle, so he's going to back up both spots. And the Bengals fully believed if he would have had more starts, he would have been gone in the top 10. So, you know.
I agree. Here's Dan Pitcher on Mims. I'm trying to turn this positive somehow. Here's Dan Pitcher on Mims pass protection. Just said the length, just naturally, he plays with tremendous length. He's 340 pounds, but he doesn't look 340 pounds. He moves. He said he's seemingly unaffected by speed and bull rush. He plays under control. It's all the things you want to see out of a guy that size. And again, they must have seen a lot in 8 games, because
did they have him in for a visit? Does anybody know? Did he come in for a visit?
I think they talked to him at the combine. They did speak to him. Paul Daner tweeted a great picture of Lou Anarumo and Zach Taylor when Murphy was picked. I think by the expression on their face, Murphy was going to be the pick.
Yeah.
And
which is interesting, because supposedly they like Newton as much as they did. Yeah. Why wouldn't you just go, if you were sold on going defensive tackle? Why wouldn't you just go on Newton?
That's a great point. They probably stuck to their board. They went, okay, this is the guy, and I think that's what they did.
Their board probably was Murphy, Mims, Newton, and Murphy was gone. So we got our offensive lineman in the first round. You guys want to speculate on where we're going to go in the second round? Or is it going to be?
It'll be defensive tackle.
I think it was defensive tackle. If I look at that picture that Paul Daner tweeted, they really wanted to go trenches, you know, penetrator, disruptor. I'm gonna say right now, Braden Fisk is going to be this pick in the second round.
But again, if that's the case, what Justin just said, which I agree with, if that's the case, why not go Newton? I mean, Newton is sitting there. He's sitting there, and all we've heard about is how much the Bengals like Newton.
But I hear you. But they went BPA, and the best player on there to them was Mims. I'm not saying I agree, but I'll say this. Let's say they would have went Newton. Who's going to be their offensive tackle at 49? It's
probably the other guy from Washington. What's his name?
Rosengarten.
Rosengarten, maybe potentially.
Or
I mean, he's this tweet's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, 9'5"?
Yes.
And you're talking about a guy who's just shy of 6'8" and 340 pounds.
And this is the 57th ranked out of 1,377 tackles taken since 87.
I mean, 356 watching our show. I can assure you, Sunday night when we have our recap show, this guy's going to be a lot happier. Okay.
The only way I'm going to be more happier is if the Bengals somehow trade back into the first round
and get
a Brian Thomas or Newton, a guy that can make an impact right away. If the Bengals do not trade back into the first round, which we all know they're not going to, I'm not going to be very happy.
Did Cam Hayward retire?
No.
Okay, I don't know why he's selecting.
Touchdown.
I get it.
So there are teams that want to trade out, but my brother's a Lions fan. He's actually in Ford Field right now. He didn't go down to the stage, but he's watching it from Ford Field. And their coach told everybody, you know, don't expect us to pick tonight. So they have a pick, but they're looking to trade back. So it might not cost a lot to go back into the first round when you have some of these teams that have just paid a lot of people a lot of money and don't necessarily want that pick.
Listen, here is Dan Pitcher more on Mims. This is hysterical. The only reason he's here for us at 18 is that he had so few starts. The way he played at the way we saw, there's a low chance we could have been able to pick him. I just don't – that again, you know, yes, the reason why he was there, Dan, is because he had 8 starts. That's why no one else picked him. That's why we shouldn't have picked him. What if the Chiefs go out and get – yeah, what if the Chiefs go out and get Brian Thomas? I mean, this is just terrible. It's just a terrible pick by the Bengals. Hopefully they figure out a way. They have 3 picks tomorrow. Use one of those picks, move back up into the first if you can, and get a guy that can make an impact right now on this football team. I mean, can you imagine if a Newton or a Brian Thomas drops to one of these other teams in our division? I mean, if Mims drops onto one of those teams, we're not like, oh God, Mims is, you know, a Cleveland Brown or, well, they don't have a first round pick, but a Pittsburgh Steeler. We're not worried about Mims. We're worried about these guys that can make impacts right now. God, just a terrible, absolutely terrible pick.
Jake, it wasn't my first, second choice. I get it, but there's a lot of upside there.
And, there's a lot of ups. There's a lot of upside, and Bengal Storm tweeted out Trent Brown's stats relative athletic score was a 3.69 compared to Marius Mims' 9.59 and Jonah Williams' relative athletic score of 5.48.
And what was Jonah's? Probably
Jonah's was 5.48. Jonah had 33.6 inch arms. And Amarius Mims has 36.1 inch arms. So Trent it's like Brown, going from a T-Rex.
Orlando Brown probably wasn't that great either.
Orlando Brown surprisingly was higher than Mims. Orlando Brown is 9. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was reading his hand size instead of his score. Orlando Brown's relative athletic score was 0.71. He turned out pretty good.
Yeah, true. Not all right.
Again, you know, I'm really not trying to be negative about this, but again, I understand we as Bengal fans, we want to try to be positive, but we also, the ones who have been around for a very long time, we know we've seen this story play out a million times. We know what it looks like. And Mims he fits the story of, you know, a guy, yes, he's athletic and, you know, he had a couple good games in college, you know, but yes, Yes, John. So did Jackson Carmen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is another guy that we have to depend on this coaching staff developing, and they just haven't done it.
Let me say something.
Go ahead, Ron.
No, Jackson Carmen, when he was drafted in the second round, remember he came in mini camp, his first official camp, out of shape, got in the doghouse. They made him work out more. He just didn't take care of his body. You're not going to have that problem with Mims. Mims is chiseled. He doesn't have any fat. He's a big man that you're stunned that he's that big. I mean, I was just reading an article from Paul Daner about him. This is weeks ago. I mean, he's a physical specimen. And again, I sound like a broken record. When he plays very good football. He's just got to stay healthy. That's the only concern. That's what makes it boom or bust.
Yeah, but let me ask you guys, is that worth the 18th pick?
With the upside, it is. Jake, you just saw how many tackles have been picked. The NFL has a severe shortage of offensive linemen. They do. Our offensive line, I told you today I had a hot take. Maybe I know you didn't agree with. They're middle of the road. They're below that. And they have to get better on that offensive line. We'll see in 2027, 2028 if the Bengals got it right.
So that's the point. I think that's why Jake's upset. And I'm not – like, I'm all for whoever we draft. He's going to be the best player ever. That's what we hope for. But, yes, we're over here, and we feel like we've got a 1,000-piece puzzle that needs one more piece to get a Super Bowl. And you've just got – you drafted somebody that won't be a potential piece. Unless somebody gets hurt, we're not going to see him for a year. And that's the big thing that Jake and I have talked about. We want somebody to contribute this year, and all signs point that he's not even going to see the field this year. So,
I mean,
that's frustrating.
And again, let's not forget, this is a guy that's been injured his entire career. I mean, the 18th pick has got to be somebody that can make an impact. And this guy is not making an impact this year. And like Mon said, we have to wait for 3 years to see if this guy pans out. That's what you're taking at 18. It just doesn't make any sense. It is just typical. It is typical what we see. It was typical with I can name a list of players. The Bengals think that they are able to develop these guys, but they don't. Again, four of our five starters on the offensive line this upcoming year are all guys that are free agents, right? And we can name the other offensive linemen that we've drafted. Jonah Williams is the best offensive lineman we've drafted in the last 5 years. I mean, are you serious? Again, this is just – it's just ridiculous.
Let me piggyback off of that if you don't mind. You just saw a wide receiver signed for almost $100 million, $84 million guaranteed, $32 million a year. You see these crazy contracts being signed by players. He just said it. We've said it on the Bengals Pulse. Four of our five starting offensive linemen are free agent acquisitions. It's not sustainable. That's the most expensive way to get talent. And we have to start drafting and developing them. We may not like the pick. I would have taken Fuatanu over him, but it's an offensive lineman with massive upside. Guess what? That money that we pay Kappa, Brown, even Orlando Brown, you know, down the road, we can funnel that money to other positions if we can start drafting and developing offensive linemen. 11 players play on offense. Five of them are offensive linemen. Almost 50% of your offense is made up of the offensive line. You got to be good at drafting and developing them. You got to. And it starts this year.
Well, right now the Dolphins pick is in. And again, I know you guys think I'm not a doomer. I'm stating fact. I'm stating what has happened. I mean, this is not something I'm just pulling out of the sky. It's what's happened. I hope Mims, listen, I will be the first one. I hope Mims ends up being an all pro and he'll be, he's a Bengal and I'll root for him. I just know until they prove me wrong of this theory, then it's going to be the feeling of this type of pick. And you know, again, like I said, I hope Mims ends up being a great player. And yes, welcome to the Bengals. I'm excited you're a Bengal. You're part of the team, and I hope you do great things. But I just don't see where this helps us right now. Right now, we are still, with a healthy Joe Burrow, we are still the second best team to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC. With a healthy Joe Burrow, we are the best team in the AFC North. But again, adding a guy that might help us in 2 or 3 years, it doesn't fix it. This window is right now, right, guys? I mean, you got the T situation going on. You got the Trey Henderson situation going on. The window is now. Like, it's so, Super Bowl or bust this year. It is Super Bowl or bust with this
football. Just to add the point to that, and Mon has brought this up before. I know what Mims wasn't necessarily Mon's guy. Trent Brown hasn't played more than 10, 11 games most of the last couple of years. So Mims probably will get a chance to play, and he might be the piece that comes in there that does take us over the top. I mean, if Trent Brown plays 17 games, that would be a miracle.
Some of the comments. Matt Silva, you're a character.
Listen, again, I don't want to sound like a doomsdayer. I am the biggest Bengal homer that you will ever meet. But this is what it is. You know, and Gatekeeper said it perfectly again. This is the scar tissue that we carry around as Bengal fans, because it's the same thing every year. Obviously, the Joe Burrow first round pick and the Jamar Chase first round pick, those were impactful players that could do something right away. But we saw this last year with Miles Murphy. Now we're seeing it this year with Mims. We've seen it year after year, the Bengals reaching. And again, this to me is a reach at 18. A guy that's played 8 games, who's been injured a ton. Yes, if he stays healthy, he could end up being a great player. But he doesn't help us this year, and that is a big
sir. Do you think Trent Brown's playing all 17 games? Good. Let's go to 20 if we make it all the way. Trent Brown hasn't played more than 11 games in the last 3 or 4 years.
Dustin, you're funny. Don't post that one. That was hilarious.
What are you gonna say?
I just
listen. What Eric? So what Eric is talking about?
Do you think Trent Brown plays all 17 games? He hasn't played more than 10 in the last 3 or 4 years.
Eric, Trent Brown, when he plays, is one of the better tackles in football. He just doesn't play every game. The Bengals needed better depth. They need better depth on the defensive line and the offensive line. We were talking about this in Spaces the other day. The Bengal defensive line starters last year were pretty good. The problem is they played too many snaps because Lou Anarumo didn't trust his depth on that defensive line. They got worn down, and they weren't as effective later in the year. Now, look at the Bengals offensive line. Come back to the offense. Last year they started every game. I think the starting five played every game. We've never seen a Trey Hill. We've never really seen these guys get to play. We don't know what we have depth-wise. I would much rather have the number 18 pick, a first-round talent like Mims, being our swing tackle. I like our chances there. He's a big man. I mean, even if he struggles, he's so big, it's going to be harder for the guys to get around him. We'll see how it shakes out. I'm trying to be positive here. I'm not crazy about the pick. I'm not crazy about it, but I'm rooting for him. But yeah, this is no BS. He really has the potential to be a 10-year starter and all pro.
And Dustin, yes, I will say this, Dustin. I think Dax Hill was a reach. I think Miles Murphy was a reach. Dax Hill is going on year 3 and was just benched. The Bengals just had to go out and sign free agents to replace Dax Hill and Miles Murphy.
Dax Hill wasn't a reach.
He wasn't?
No, Dax
Hill. Has he made any impact on this
reach,
football team?
A reach is picking somebody around early. It was considered
value. He was a miss.
Yeah, it was considered value. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so he's a miss.
You think you love the pick. He was a miss, but you love the pick.
Well, no, you can't even call him a miss. Guys, Jesse Bates struggled year 2. He had a very uneven career. We can't call Dax a bust. We can't do that yet. I think
I didn't call him a bust. No, he said he asked if it was a reach, and I just said the guy has not made an impact yet. I'm not talking.
That is true.
I am talking about first round picks for the Bengals making an impact, and obviously Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are out of this equation because they were both picking in the top five, and they were both picked. I mean, they were, you know, they were the dudes in the draft. They were great picks, but I'm talking about the majority of our first round picks making an impact. Dax Hill has not made an impact. Miles Murphy did not make an impact this year, and maybe he'll get better, but he again is not starting. He is not a starter. So I don't understand why the Bengals do not covet these first round picks and go out and get guys that are going to make immediate impacts. That's all I'm saying.
Our buddy Dave Gabbard, I love your take. He said the Steelers really wanted Mims, and us getting him help, you know, makes it feel a little better. Justin, what's your take on Dax Hill?
Dax Hill?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of interesting. He was sort of a jack of all trades at Michigan, in a way, kind of almost very similar to Jabril Peppers, another Michigan guy. And I just think the transition for him into the NFL has been a little difficult because he's played more of a fixed role, and perhaps that isn't his strong suit. I know there was a lot of discussion about the potential of him to play corner when he came in because of his speed, but there's more to playing that position than just being fast. So, it's been kind of an interesting transition for him, but I still have high hopes in terms of his potential. I do want to remark, I still don't think we've had a corner come off the board. So
no.
Wow, that's something.
We have not. Chop Robinson, the DN from Penn State, right?
Yep.
He goes to the Dolphins at 21. And Eagles pick is in.
Go ahead. My take on Dax Hill is based on – I was comparing him to Jesse Bates. Jesse Bates had an uneven start to his career. The reason I'm saying that, Dax was drafted to replace Jesse Bates. Okay, we can say Dax has had an uneven start to his career. Let's see if he can develop into a player comparable or
Mitchell
better.
Just went to the Eagles.
Did he? Okay, and that's all I'm saying. Yeah, other first-round picks have had immediate impacts. I get it. Dax Hill didn't. I wish he would have played more year one. I really wish Dax would have. I wish Lou Anarumo would have played him more, a little bit more, but he didn't. I'm still high on him, man. I'm not going to give up on him after year two. We'll see. If he's a bust, he's a bust, you know. But I still think he has a lot of talent. Guys, what do you want day two? Jake, give me two players you want day two.
It just depends. It depends on, you
give
know.
Give me a position.
Wide receiver, 100% wide receiver, and a defensive tackle, a pass rushing defensive tackle. And because again, I know we still got to fill the DJ Reader role, but I want to see a force from inside the interior of the defensive line. And we got to continue to build and get pass rushing from inside the defensive line. And then I want to see receiver. Again, I want to see positions that can play right now. And those are two that we need to play right now.
Justin.
I echo that. I'm fully in agreement. We have three picks tomorrow.
Yeah.
Definitely want to see those two spots get addressed. So I would say for the third, I hope there's a BPA approach, but if the third position that is addressed is corner, I would not be upset. If it's a tight end, I would not be upset. So those are kind of the spots I'm looking at. And even if they decide to go with the interior O-line, that would be a good fit as well.
Yeah, I like that. I'd like to see a defensive lineman, defensive tackle, cornerback, a wide receiver, Baker from UCF, Pearsall from Florida, if he potentially can make it there. Yeah. Braden Fisk, even though he's a little older, maybe defensive tackle, maybe Dwayne Carter, maybe in the third round from Duke would be a good hit. I'm a West Virginia fan. Zach Frazier in the second round, if he's at 49, they got to consider it. Got to consider it. I know Bengal guys want those sexy picks, but getting a center for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and if Mims still develops, your offensive line is going to be fixed. a lot of options there, but they definitely, I mean, I've been preaching trenches, but skill player, maybe a running back, maybe a Trey Benson. If we get Pearsall from Florida, that would be phenomenal. I mean, that would be great.
I would love Baker or Pearsall. Baker from UCF. Okay, Pearsall
from Florida. What if Coleman dropped?
Speculated on this and pick 17. At pick 23, the Jaguars are taking Brian Thomas, so at least he's not going to the Chiefs.
Well, that's a great pick by the Jaguars. I hate to say that. That's a great pick.
Everybody's worried about other teams. Chewbacca, who do you want?
But again, that's the thing. Brian Thomas is an impact player that can play right now. And yes, you're right, Mom. We are worried about that because we got an offensive lineman that won't see the field in 2024.
There's some good defensive backs. There's a Rutgers kid, Green from Florida State, could be potentially one of the picks.
Cam Hart from Notre Dame.
Cam Hart.
Kyrie Jackson.
Hart's built like Hamilton a little bit. They, you know, obviously taller. The kid from Michigan, the slot corner.
No.
You don't like him.
No. We need an outside corner. Okay. He is a Mike Hilton clone. And I'm not trying to say anything negative in that regard. I think he's a good football player, but he doesn't. If the Bengals are going to go corner, which I think is kind of the sneaky need that has been overlooked, they need a guy on the outside that can cover outside receivers.
Yeah.
Well, and you're right. I mean, we and again, Dax Hill is that guy too, right, Justin? I mean, Dax Hill is a guy that all we're hearing about now is he's going to play some slot corner and do some other stuff. And, you know, yes, the Bengals drafted him as a free safety, but now all of a sudden we're, you know, he's going to be playing slot corner. So, again, Justin's right. I mean, if we're going to get corner, we got to get a boundary corner. We can't be worrying about slot corner. We got two guys right now in Hilton and Dax Hill who should be filling that role at slot corner. But how about the D tackle, who Newton, who keeps dropping, who we heard so much about. There's no way he's dropping to the Bengals in the second round. But again,
do you come up and get him?
Yes, do you?
Early second.
You come up and get him? Because the Bengals, again, they're sitting there and they have this ammunition. And I would feel much better about the Mims pick if we somehow traded back up and got a defensive tackle.
You got to remember the issue with Newton. I did read an article. I'm sorry. I don't forgot who wrote it. It wasn't The Athletic. He was sliding on draft boards. He had a significant foot injury. It was not Liz Frank, but it was a foot injury that it was monitored by all teams. So maybe that could be a reason he's sliding. Justin, you know this, every year, like the first pick in the second round, there's a lot of wheeling and dealing. People, when they go to bed tonight, first round's over. They're like, man, I want this guy. Yep. So they start making deals. Who has a first? Is it Chicago again?
No, it's Carolina.
Carolina. So, you know, people are going to be going. They want that 33rd pick. They want that 33rd pick.
And they don't have, they, you know, as much as
they need a wide receiver.
Much draft capital as they gave up to, you know, get Bryce Young last year, they might be enticed by a good deal to come down a few spots and pick up some extra picks.
That's it. You know, they could probably get a player and a pick, and that would help them because they got fleeced last year, absolutely fleeced in that draft, in that trade. So it's going to be interesting. I think Coleman could be there. There's good players dropping. There's going to be a player at 49 that a lot of people had mocked late first. You'll see the Bengals are going to get a really good player. Hey, it's not the end of the world. It's a good draft, Jake. It's going to be really good.
Listen, like I said, I hope the Mims thing works out. You guys know, I'm a Bengal homer. I mean, I love my team. I'm going to love them no matter what, even when they do ridiculous things like they did tonight. I'm going to root for Mims. He's a Bengal. I hope that he pans out like everyone else thinks, and I'll be the first one to come out and say I was wrong. And I hope I'm able to say
that. Look at that smoke. Look at that. Yeah. The turf was melting.
He beat Rich Eisen by that's three
great.
Steps.
I'm glad that he runs 40 yards fast as an offensive lineman. I don't
Rich
care
Eisen
about
beat
that.
Him in the simulcast.
I don't care that he ran a 5.07 40. That doesn't mean anything to me. Offensive linemen are not running 40 yards on every play.
Eric, cue up all these career highlights.
Yeah, that shouldn't take long.
There's a lot of good ones out here.
There really are.
I hope he ends up being a great player, but it just does not make sense to me at 18. It makes sense to me at 23, 25. That makes sense to me at 18. It does not make sense. No, nobody's taking Barton, Mon.
I heard he made a guy cry
listen,
spring practice.
Cincinnati, Bengals Pulse.
Here.
In 10 years, when I'm a retired fireman and Barton being elected in the Hall of Fame, remember this guy. Okay, just remember who won.
I know I'm not going to have to worry about that.
The Central High School Hall of Fame. That is.
Graham Barton is going to be an attorney somewhere. He's doing really good.
He's
going to
be selling real estate with Matt Jones.
So let me ask you guys this because Mark's talking about the pass rusher situation. What pass rushers are still out there? The Missouri Robinson's still there, right? And he's probably one of the, I don't know board wise where he stands, but he's probably one of the top guys still
there's
available.
There's a Colorado State defensive lineman the Bengals have interviewed twice. Kamara, something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to get him in the middle of the draft. There's Gabriel Murphy from UCLA also, I think they interviewed. DE was not deep in this draft, but I'm sure there's some players out there. Again, Bengal fans, we say it every year, is this the year for Osai? Third-round pick, everybody loved it. Last year he had that high ankle sprain in preseason. Hopefully he can stay healthy because he was turning it around in 2022. So we'll see. We need more than Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, and what about, again, there are some tight ends, right, that are going to be sitting there.
Pryor is on the team, yes.
I'm a big fan of the Colorado State kid, Holker.
Dolan Holker.
Holker. Yeah, I like him a lot. Sinnott, right,
yeah,
Justin? You like Sinnott
TCU
there?
TCU kid.
He's probably going to be there. You know, again, I don't know where the Bengals will covet the tight end position now and where it fits on their board, if it's above wide receiver or not. But what about McConkey, the receiver from Georgia, right? He's still possibly out there.
There's a lot of good wide receivers.
I'm nervous about where the Bengals are picking in that second round. You know, I could see all those guys, a lot of those guys coming off the board before the Bengals pick. I just think this is the time to move. I think the Bengals should move up in the draft. I don't care what they give away. Go out and get somebody that's going to make an impact right now.
Yeah, let's trade the rest of our picks.
Let's pull a Ditka.
I just pulled up PFF. They're updating as the draft goes, actual picks. Players still available. I just pulled it up on my phone.
Oh, Torrey Taylor.
Here's some players that are going to be available per pro PFF simulator. You have Keon Coleman, Roman Wilson, Jatavion Sanders, tight end from Texas, Braden Fisk, defensive tackle from Florida State, Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver from Florida. These are the – I'm naming players that will be available at 49 according to this. Chris Jenkins, defensive lineman from – Michigan. That's interesting. TJ Tampa, cornerback from Iowa State.
In the draft.
Blake Corum. Jonah Ellis. You mentioned him, defensive end from Utah. You didn't mention him.
Yeah.
And,
he's very good.
Yeah.
A little undersized, but he's only like 6'2", 245, 250. Yeah. 6'2 and change.
Well, here's another Florida, Alabama SEC player, Chris Braswell. What about him?
Not as definitely not. Doesn't have the level of athleticism as his compatriot who just went Dallas Turner, but very productive at Alabama, a little bigger too. So,
Justin, let me ask you if I'm not saying these two will be available, but Pearsall and McConkey, take the Homer hat off. Who's the better player?
I think it's pretty close. McConkey's a little faster, but I think Pearsall's a little bigger.
Hey guys, the Cowboys have traded the pick. Detroit.
What the heck? Detroit wasn't picking in the first round, I thought.
Detroit. That's moves. A smokescreen.
Yeah.
Detroit moves
Lies.
Up. And the pick is in. And Detroit has traded with the Dallas Cowboys for number 24 overall. And let's see who. What do you guys think it is?
Eric, what did you just send me? Unbelievable.
Did you see it?
Yeah, about Joel. Golly.
Yeah, Austin fed me that. That's crazy.
No Sixers talk. No Sixers talk.
Maybe. We're going to start off some Bengals basketball talk.
Bengal basketball talk.
Pick is in. I don't know. I'm not getting it. I'm not finding it on here. So.
Oh, Terrion Arnold.
That's what Justin just said. That's who it would be. So Arnold now off the board.
So their two corners went 21 and 24.
Yeah. Again,
listen, they just posted a video and some quotes, and Amarius Mims watched Joe Burrow play, and his lifelong dream was to block for Joe Burrow. So I don't think we could have gotten a better guy. I mean, he actually wanted to come play for the Bengals. So
I wanted him. Me,
my lifelong.
There's dream. At least one mock where you picked him. I know that.
Listen, it is.
Listen, there's Mon picked almost everybody in the top. He did so many mocks. Mon did
pick Justin in one.
Maybe 76 mocks. So he had to have got one of them right, at least.
David Klingler in one of them.
Yeah.
Why would you bring up David Klingler? Don't get me
started. Too soon, Justin.
Don't get me started on that one.
Okay, this is 2024. David Klingler was not set up to succeed. He played behind the worst offensive line in the history of any football.
Hey, that's true.
There's better offensive lines in the little German league over there.
But Mon, you are more athletic than David Klingler.
He was a good athlete.
Right now, you are more athletic than
David
Klingler.
He's got two replaced hips and knees from being sacked 85 times in one game.
I never saw any athleticism from David Klingler.
One game?
Not enamored. Again.
What's that? What'd you say?
85 times in one game, Mom.
He got in a year.
David Klingler, another first round guy that the Bengals, a 1 year wonder guy, the Bengals got enamored with, just like Akili Smith. David Klingler goes out, he puts up all those numbers and wins the Heisman. And
yeah,
I mean, just it's just
he threw 11 touchdowns against Azusa Pacific.
It was even worse though, because Boomer Esiason was beloved by all of us Bengals fans, and they sent Boomer packing, and then they gave David Klingler number 7. There was no way he was going to succeed with us. Number 7 should have been retired when Boomer left the building, and you hand it to this new hotshot that nobody wanted, and they're all going to hate him for it. There's no way he was going to succeed.
Hey, I want to say something
real quick. This is interesting here. Ken's throwing out here that Newton is falling from a foot injury and size concerns.
Yeah,
the
foot
he's about the same size as Murphy. He weighs a little less, but he's a little taller.
He had a serious foot injury. And I just want to say something. There's competing little shows going on tonight. Jim is hosting one, and he has over 3,500 people.
Nice job, watching Zim,
Zim is nice the man. Job. It's nice pretty job, impressive, Zim. And Zim is a.
I wonder how Zim is feeling right now. I think Zim is probably on the Jake train when it comes to Mims. I would love.
No, I thought he had some positive things to say about Mims.
He did. He did. I don't think it would be his favorite option.
No, and it's not about none of ours.
Because he was. I mean, listen. I know we all get we fall in love with guys that wanted Barton. I did like Mitchell also. There's a lot of players that you sort of get enamored with. But Mims, honestly, if you take a step back, you keep on bringing Oboye up. Oboye tore up his knee in the West Virginia game in the bowl game before the draft. And before that, his tape was really average. Paul Alexander was like, he's such an athlete.
Which he was.
But his tape was totally terrible.
And he was skinny. Like, he was all up and down. Like, he had no base.
I know. He looked, you know what, we're joking around, no Sixer talk. He looked like Joel Embiid. I mean, he wasn't a very...
I'd rather have Joel Embiid.
I would, too, with his Bell's palsy going on.
That's crazy. I would rather have Embiid right now than Mims. Listen, we can spin this however we want to spin it. And I get it. I know we're trying to be positive. But the Bengals.
We are. I don't know about you.
Bengals fans, listen, he's been running a fever. He's had Motrin today.
Ken says it perfectly right here. They threw away the number one pick. They did. He won't see the field in 2024. It's a wasted pick. I mean, it is. I hope the guy ends up being great. And I hope I'm sitting here next year talking about how wrong I was. But,
guys. It was a 60-75% chance it was going to be an offensive lineman anyway. If it was Fuaga,
anyone
if it was
else,
Alt, anyone if it was else, any of those guys, they weren't going to start this year technically over the five guys they got. Yeah. Well, maybe Alt would have. But I'm just saying, it's
Brookie. I'm not being negative, Brookie. I promise you, I'm not being negative. I'm not. Just a little bit.
It's just terrible.
It's terrible. The pick is just. Again, I hope I'm wrong. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just stating that this is the Bengals'
MO. Brookie, yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, I wasn't crazy about it, but I'm rooting for him. There's a lot of potential there. This guy could be a 10-year starter. It's going to be all right. We got day two. It's going to be a good draft for the Bengals, everybody. It's going to be a good draft. We're coming back Sunday night, right, Eric?
Yes.
Are we doing anything else on day three or four? No, I'm probably
not day four.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, day three.
Day four, we rest. Day four, we're going to be on here on Sunday.
Come on. Sunday night, 7:30. Justin, 7:30 is good? Okay. 7:30 Sunday night. If anything big happens, a trade, maybe we pop on tomorrow or the day after.
Let's TBD that time. We'll put that out because there's some good basketball on at 7:30.
Oh,
you guys! Zim and I are going to be busy. We've set a first tonight in the history of the world. Jake Owens hopes he's wrong.
Yes, I do.
He's wrong, guys.
That is true. I do hope I am wrong.
Eric, can we do 6 o'clock?
We'll settle it out and put it out. We don't have to announce it now, but we'll figure it out.
But again, real quick, guys, over 400 tonight. I don't even know what to say, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We just cannot tell you how much we appreciate it. Again, we will come back live either Saturday, Sunday, one time. We'll get it out there to you guys, and we will recap the draft. If something does happen to pop up and the Bengals trade up or make a big move or somebody is traded, we will talk about doing an emergency one as well. But once again, guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Justin, thank you again for coming on. Once again, guys, if you like this podcast, make sure you like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you check us out on all the awesome podcast platforms, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. Make sure you, if you did like this podcast, you give us that 5-star review. We would very much appreciate that. As always, follow Mon on Twitter at TheFireMon. Follow me on Twitter at CoachJakeOwens9. Follow Eric on Twitter at EFlash88. That is EFlash with two H's. Make sure you check out the Wincinnati Podcast Network on Twitter at WincinnatiPod. And as always, follow the Bengals Pulse on Twitter at Bengals_Pulse9. The same without the app. Bengals_Pulse9 on Instagram, and check out Justin on Twitter at Justin L. Wells. Again, guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Mims, I am rooting for you, buddy. I hope you prove me wrong.
What?
I do. I hope he proves me wrong. But for the Bengals Pulse, he is Mon. He is Justin. He is Eric. I am Jake. Hooday, Bengal fans. We will see you here in the next couple of days. Enjoy the rest of tonight and day two of the draft, and we'll catch up with you soon. Hooday.
See you guys.
Hooday.